KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has paid tribute to former Deputy President David Mabuza, describing him as a great leader who was committed to unifying the nation. Mabuza passed away at a Sandton hospital last week after battling an illness. He served as the country's deputy president from 2018 until February 2023 and was the deputy president of the ANC from 2017 until 2022. Mabuza's political journey began during the apartheid era, where he was involved in student activism and teachers' unions. Speaking at his funeral in Mpumalanga yesterday, Ramaphosa said he was a servant of the people.
I had the privilege of serving alongside DD for 5 years in government. During this time, I came to know him as a person who understood the responsibility that he had been given. As premier of this province, he was committed to unifying the different people of the land of the rising sun. He has once again brought us all together. And now, my dear brother, all we can say is that you should rest in eternal peace.
Back home, the APSA Run Your City race gets underway in Durban in an hour's time. It means several roads have been temporarily closed in parts of the city. Durban Metro Police spokesperson Boyce Zungu has advised motorists to use alternative routes.
The following route will be affected: Masabalayongwe Avenue, Somseu, Walnut Road, Montenaika, Samora Machel, Dr. Pixley Gaseme, Margaret Mngadi, Anton Lembede, Shepstone Road, and Snell Parade.
The roads will be closed until the race is complete. And abroad, the families of the victims of the Air India crash have repeated their calls for justice after an initial report was published into what caused the disaster. It found the plane's fuel switches were cut off immediately after takeoff from Ahmedabad Airport last month, killing 260 people. The British government says it's going to review the findings. While aviation industry analyst Sally Gethin says this raises more questions about what happened.
Those fuel control switches are like spring powered, so they can't be just moved by accident. They have a protective perimeter to them, so it needs to have been a deliberate action for them to be in the wrong position.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. On the weather front back home, cloudy conditions across KZN with mostly clear skies this afternoon. Durban 23, Richards Bay and Margate 24, Ladysmith and Ulundi 22, Newcastle and Pietermaritzburg 21, Mooi River, Kokstad and the Berg 19. Morning swells are reaching 4 metres at the Durban beach with sunset at 13 minutes past 5. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.